USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former FBI director is calling on voters to give President Trump's opponent, whoever it is in 2020, a landslide victory. James Comey speaking to an audience in New York City last night.
I can tell you that all of us should use every breath we have to make sure that the lying stops on January 20th, 2021.
However, Comey speaks against impeaching President Trump.
Because it would let the country off the hook. And it would drive into the fabric of our nation a third of the people believing there was a coup.
Four people have been killed and tens of thousands have no power as a huge winter storm with snow, ice, and freezing rain continues to impact the nation's southeast. The storm dumping about 18 inches of snow on parts of North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
After chief of staff to the vice president, Nick Ayers was said to be considered a top contender to succeed outgoing White House chief of staff John Kelly. Ayers has politely refused the position.
Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. General Motors workers planning a large protest today of the automaker's restructuring plans to close five plants and lay off 15,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's proposal to ban transgender people from being able to serve in the U.S. military is back in court today. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear oral arguments in a lawsuit challenging that ban, a lower court having issued an injunction against it earlier this year. Two nuns accused of misappropriating large amounts of money from a Catholic school in Southern California. The nuns are accused of taking as much as $500,000 from that school in Redondo Beach. Despite rumors OPEC may be cutting production soon, gasoline prices are still falling across the U.S. Crude oil prices having fallen $23 a barrel since the 1st of October. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
And Ralph Breaks the Internet is the box office winner for the third straight week, as Dr. Seuss's The Grinch was second, followed by the Rocky sequel, Creed II. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.